6. The sixth bestowal. Now that all Savinton was familiar with the preliminaries of an impending bestowal, Michael called the sojourners on the headquarters planet together and, for the first time, unfolded the remainder of the incarnation plan. Announcing that he was soon to leave Savinton for the purpose of assuming the career of a Maranch immortal at the courts of the Most High Fathers on the headquarters planet of the fifth constellation. And then we heard for the first time the announcement that his seventh and final bestowal would be made on some evolutionary world in the likeness of mortal flesh. Before leaving Savinton for the sixth bestowal, Michael addressed the assembled inhabitants of the sphere and departed in full view of everyone, accompanied by a lone seraphim and the bright and morning star of Nebadon. While the direction of the universe had again been entrusted to Emmanuel, there was a wider distribution of administrative responsibilities. Michael appeared on the headquarters of Constellation 5 as a full-fledged Maranch immortal of ascending status. I regret that I am forbidden to reveal the details of this unnumbered Maranch immortal's career, for it was one of the most extraordinary and amazing epics in Michael's bestowal experience. Not even accepting his dramatic and tragic sojourn on Urantia. But among the many restrictions imposed upon me in accepting this commission is one which forbids my undertaking to unfold the details of this wonderful career of Michael as the Maranch immortal of Indantum. When Michael returned from this Maranch bestowal, it was apparent to all of us that our Creator had become a fellow creature. That the universe sovereign was also the friend and sympathetic helper of even the lowest form of created intelligence in his realms. We had noted this progressive acquirement of the creature's viewpoint in universe administration before this, for it had been gradually appearing, but it became more apparent after the completion of the Maranch immortal bestowal. Even still more so after his return from the career of the carpenter's son on Urantia. We were informed in advance by Gabriel of the time of Michael's release from the Maranch bestowal. And accordingly we arranged a suitable reception on Savinton. Millions upon millions of beings were assembled from the constellation headquarters worlds of Nebadon, and a majority of the sojourners on the worlds adjacent to Savinton were gathered together to welcome him back to the rulership of his universe. In response to our many addresses of welcome and expressions of appreciation of a sovereign so vitally interested in his creatures, he only replied, "I have simply been about my father's business. I am only doing the pleasure of the paradise sons who love and crave to understand their creatures." But from the day down to the hour when Michael embarked upon his Urantia adventure as the Son of Man, all Nebadon continued to discuss the many exploits of their sovereign ruler as he functioned on Indantum as the bestowal incarnation of a Maranch immortal of evolutionary ascension. Being in all points tested like his fellows assembled from the material worlds of the entire constellation of his sojourn.